broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for October the 2nd, 2015. I'm going to dispense with my normal intro. We've only got a short amount of time. Former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org on the line. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, Sheriff.
Well, I'm sorry, Sam. I'm still fighting this sore throat, but I thank you for having me on today. I'm really rushed to get to Mississippi, so I'm heading out to the airport here in just a few minutes.
But what's going on? 30 seconds on Mississippi. What are you doing there?
A group of patriots there wanted me to come in and talk to local officials and law enforcement, and they tried to get a bunch of sheriffs there. And I'm supposed to be meeting tonight with Sheriff Billy McGee. Now, you need to know something about him. He is the only sheriff of the seven who sued the federal government on the Brady Bill. The seven of us that did that, he is the only one of the seven who is still a sheriff. And he's in, of course, the Gulfport, Mississippi area. And so we're supposed to be having dinner with him and a couple other sheriffs and officials tonight, and then have all-day seminars tomorrow.
All right. That's good news. Travel safe. That's not really the reason you need to bail this very second, although the plane is coming up. But now there's a bunch of late-breaking news. I'm going to give you a couple quick headlines, then have you rock and roll on this. First off, it says this. Oregon sheriff will not glorify mass killing by naming gunmen. Other news services has reported the name, but the sheriff will not talk about the person. He doesn't want to give him any more credit. A lot of these people are nobodies, and they become, quote, household names over these murders, etc. The sheriff doesn't want to give him, quote, any ammo, to borrow a phrase, Sheriff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Sheriff Hanlon, and he's been involved with us at the CSPOA and a little bit, and he's a good man. I know him pretty good, and in fact, right this minute, I'm not listening to it, but I do have the news on, and he's on the news, of course, which is going to happen to him quite a bit, already has. And they've also hit him on the news pretty hard about him signing a letter to Biden about how he was not going to tolerate any more gun control from the federal government a couple of years ago. You know very well the CSPOA made a hard push on that. And just so you're aware, CNN has called me this morning, Rachel from CNN. She wants one of us on tonight via satellite. So she already knew. She got your name off the web and Rick Dalton's. And I also gave him Sheriff Clark's name. Of course, he probably won't be available for him. But also Sheriff Brad Rogers. And I said, if you want to contact Brad Rogers, he would be excellent. Rick Dalton would be excellent, and Mr. Bushman would be excellent, whoever you can get available. Or if I'm available, I'd be proud to do it from Gulfport, Mississippi tonight, but it might be a little bit hit and miss with me.
Well, and there's several of us that can do it, and here's the point that I want to drive home. Oregon Sheriff won't glorify mass murder by giving his name.
Good for him.
Good for him. Exactly the point. Now, the mainstream press wants to promote his name all over, and they've proven over and over and over that just creates copycats, Sheriff.
Yeah, well, I will be proud of Fox last night. Hannity said, we're giving his name, but in respect to Sheriff Hanlon, we are not doing anything else. That's it, okay? Of course, this morning on the Today Show, they are putting his picture and stuff up there, but I think most of them are still taking Sheriff Hanlon's lead, and they're not making him the big deal. And so we're proud of him for that.
We are proud of him for that. Now, the mainstream press is trumpeting all over the news. Douglas County, Oregon Sheriff, leading shooting response, wrote anti-gun control letter. I want to challenge that narrative because he did not write an anti-gun control letter. Let's make this very clear. He wrote a pro-Second Amendment law of the land letter. He defended the law, sir. He isn't anti-anything.
No, exactly. And when I talked to CNN this morning, I even said that. I said, you know, it's amazing that the president of the United States, allegedly the president, is flaunting his disregard for the law in front of the entire country. And I said, no matter what happens in Roseburg, Oregon, or Sandy Hook, Connecticut, or any place else that a shooting has occurred, the Second Amendment is still there, and you have to obey the law.
It is the law. Let's be very clear. So sheriff writes letter in support of the law should read the headline. All right. Now, Oregon shooting now prompts new calls for stricter gun laws. So now what they're calling for is changing the law, sheriff.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, such tragedies are just overwhelmingly emotional, and this is such a sad day. And for the first thing the president says is, let's get more gun control going. Yet this weekend, 15 people were killed in Chicago. And now he wants to tell the rest of the country, let's all be like Chicago. And Sam, how is this going to look? Okay, let's say let's initiate more gun control. Let's really go for some gun control. Mr. President, who are you going to take guns away from first? The law-abiding or the thugs that are committing murders in Chicago, your hometown? Are you going to go after us or are you going after them? And so my question is your gun control proposals, are any of your gun control proposals in any way going to decrease the thuggery and criminal murders that are happening across this country? Are they going to make us safer? The law-abiding citizen, excuse me, are you going to make us safer with your gun control measures? And if you want to address the issue, let's talk about how we keep guns away from the mentally ill. Okay, I'm totally willing to sit down and talk with you about that.
But we're only willing to talk. Hold on, we're only willing to talk with you if it's an open, transparent discussion, yeah. Not a secret meeting where you people trumpet the lies and manipulation that you always trumpet. And I'll give you an example. Barack had the audacity to say, "Hey, where the gun laws are the most strict, we're the safest." That's an outright, blatant lie.
Exactly what I was going to get into right now. He's lying about all of this and hoping that his Hitleric propaganda schemes are going to take effect with the American people. And at this time, he knows that it will because of the emotional feelings that we all are going through right now.
And he knows people won't check the facts, and he knows the media will get in bed with his agenda, Kurt.
Exactly.
You know, Sheriff, I'm looking at the recommendations from the college there, whatever they call it, Umpqua Community College. They've got their little outline and paperwork that, tells about their college. It says the college is considered to be a safe and secure place for higher learning, and we want everyone to be safe and secure. Please familiarize yourself with our safety and security information. It may help you or someone you know. Then it says under dangerous devices, it says possession, use, or threatened use of firearms, including but not limited to BB guns, air guns, water pistols, and paint guns.
What if I use it as a rape me not?
Explosives, dangerous chemicals, or any other objects as weapons on college property, except as expressly authorized by law or college regulations, is prohibited. Maybe this guy couldn't read that showed up on campus. I mean, everything would have been fine if he just
read and obey. That's the other point, though, that there's so many laws in place right now, even. They're the color of law. They're bogus, Sheriff, but I want to make this point. There's so many laws on the books right now that had he obeyed those, we wouldn't have any problem at all, right? More laws isn't going to help the guys that are disobeying the laws.
Well, it's certainly not going to help you and me. That is for darn sure. And they still do not address how we get families and churches and neighborhoods more involved in this process of keeping guns away from the mentally ill or just emotionally disturbed people. And I don't know if you can ever do that, but quite frankly, where they have the most stringent gun control, I think, is Honduras or Nicaragua, and they have the highest murder rate anywhere in the world with guns. The highest gun violence is some small Central American country that has complete gun control in the country.
But this mentally ill thug that broke all the laws, I'm sure if we write one more law, put it on the books, he'll obey that one, won't he?
Yeah. And getting families to act and move is still, you know, like herding cats. And so therein lies the problem, and they want to make it so simplistic and unconstitutional. Let's just get rid of guns. And that's absolutely stupid. And anybody who falls for that in this country deserves to have their guns taken away. What? How idiotic can you get?
All right, do you got to fly right now?
Well, I'm heading to the airport.
All right, so do you got to fly or do you got till 30 after?
No, I better go.
All right, we'll let you fly, my brother. Godspeed. We'll all hold down a fort, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Sheriff Richard Mack doing a great job, ladies and gentlemen. I got a question for Kurt, and I got a question for every one of you in the audience when we get back, okay? Gun control, bogus. It's a lie. Barack lied to the American people. Once again, he had to be impeached over it. I got a question for you when we get back. Hang tight.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, it's being reported that the shooter asked one horrifying question. Are you a Christian? If you said no, he shot you in the leg. If you said yes, I guess he went to shoot you in the head, kind of an idea. And so, Kurt, are you a Christian? And what are you going to say if the gunman asks you that question?
Well, I guess if you're in line and you kind of watch what happens.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you would, you know, it's reported that some would respond other. You know, I guess, I don't know exactly what that means. But, you know, then at least you'd get shot in a different part of your body. You know, the thing that I think is an underreported part of the story, Sam, yeah, is apparently there's a, you know, kind of a hero that, well, you know, he's one of those evil vets, military guys. Now, of course, he couldn't be armed because, you know, it was a gun-free zone, you know, but the guy apparently got shot 7 times while he was trying to save others. He got 2 broken legs. You know, I'm trying to see what else it was. The guy's name is Mintz, Chris Mintz. And they say he's originally from Randleman, North Carolina, served about 10 years in the Army, and he had just started college. He was shot in the back, abdomen, and hands. You know, he must have kept saying he was a Christian over and over. And he had 2 broken legs. This is according to his aunt, Sheila Brown, that was telling this to NBC News in a phone interview. She said, "We're not sure how his legs got broken. He was on the wrestling team, and he's done cage fighting, so it doesn't surprise me that he would act heroically." I guess she went on to say, "It was a great, great shock. We've all been sitting on pins and needles and praying very hard." She added that he was an extremely good guy. I guess a Facebook page that appeared to belong to Mintz posted the following message. She said, "This is Chris's friend. Chris asked me to thank everyone for their support. He's grateful and keeping our community and all victims in his thoughts." Anyway, that to me is, you know, one of the
amen.
Good.
The point says, Army vet shot 7 times trying to save others.
Yeah.
And Barack wants to run around and tell you these Army vets shouldn't be able to have guns, see? And the point that I want to get out on this, Kurt, is these, quote, gun-free campuses. You know, for Barack to say, oh, man, you know, where the gun laws are the strictest, we have the least amount of crime. And okay, it's an absolute, complete lie. Every one of these out-of-control shootings has been in, quote, gun-free zones where you can't have guns. Gun-free campuses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, whenever you could have a gun, like at a church, for example, there was one of the churches, what was it, Colorado, a couple of years ago. I don't have it all in front of me.
Yep.
I'm doing it from memory, no script here, but I'm just telling you. Okay, and the guy tried to walk in, and a security guard or somebody had a gun, and then somebody else in the audience had a gun or whatever, and they stopped that thug, and nobody got hurt, right?
Yep.
So we have the narrative.
A lady that was armed, if I
It was a lady,
it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she basically put the guy down, just made sure that there wasn't any harm going on to the parishioners or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, so I'm just saying these gun-free campuses are the big problem, and I'd like to be able to ask Barack directly, what if, well, the security guard they had, there was only one of them, Kurt. What if that security guard had been armed, Kurt? Or what if some people in the crowds had been armed? What if some chick that had a rape me not gun so that no one would rape her pulled that dude out and shot that thug in the head and stopped him from killing people? Okay, I'm just saying every time we have the ability to deal with it, we find that if we have good people with guns, that the carnage stops sooner or gets stopped before it ever starts. Right? Whenever you have a store, a jewelry shop, we've highlighted these multiple times. All of a sudden, hey, someone walks in and says, hey, give me all your jewelry, give me all your money. And all of a sudden, somebody comes out from the back and, you know what, puts somebody in the crosshairs and says, my friend, put down your gun. You're being goofy. It stops, Kurt. So the right to keep and bear arms is critical for the solutions here. Gun-free campuses are the problem, Kurt.
Yep. Amen.
Okay, and I don't really get where is even the conservative news on this, Kurt. They're nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. Gun-free campuses are the problem. Do you hear that from, like, Trump and Rand and all the campaign stage folks? Do you hear that from all the mainstream press news services like Fox? And I mean, Trudge has got to have a headline on there that says gun-free campuses are the problem, right?
Yep.
I don't get it. I'm the only one really blatantly saying this, right, Kurt? Well, not really. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners, is.
Oh, yeah.
Several of our friends are, Kurt. But where? Okay, what about this one security guard? Would you want to be a security guard at a government institution, Kurt, with no or I'm sorry, that's a gun-free zone or whatever, and you don't even have the ability to be an armed security guard? One security guard? Are you kidding me? That's unarmed? What good's that guy going to do, Kurt?
Wow.
One security guard, unarmed. Kurt, what can he even do?
Yep. Great point.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying, what are we doing? Gun-free campuses, gun-free zones are the problem. One security guard, unarmed? No wonder we got this crisis. No wonder. What do they say? One place says 10 people got murdered, Kurt. Another place says 13. I think it's 13 now is the number. Several up to 20-plus injured or more, kind of a thing. We've got to have people that can stop this, Kurt. And the answer is the right to keep and bear arms by good law-abiding people in an open and honest discussion about the mentally ill in America today. All right, any more on this, Kurt?
You know, it looks like, at least from what I can see, Sam, there's, it's the bottom line is these people want to get rid of the guns, and they're professional. They basically point out this whole idea that if America and the whole world would be safer without them. But they, just don't seem to understand the fact that criminals don't follow laws. And the rest of us would basically be, at the mercy, just like these were, at the mercy of the criminals without a protective device. And, that's where it is, right?
Kurt, not only is a gun-free zone a disaster, but this whole agenda by Barack, by the mainstream press, even by the so-called conservative press, I don't really get how they can be genuine in what they're even saying, and I'm ready to take every one of them on. In the mainstream press. Let me give you an example. I'm on Fox, okay?
Yes.
Filled with hate. Uh-huh. Witnesses say Oregon Community College shooter targeted Christians in shooting. Now, I agree. My son's birthday, Army vet. No mercy for more. Okay, then it talks about this storm. They talk about Syria. They talk about government waste worsened since 2003. Hurricane likely to cause flooding. Massive sinkhole opens up in the UK. California schools create a new idea when it comes to sex. Yes means yes. That's really good. House Majority Leader McCarthy puts foot in mouth, has to clarify. New York prosecutor reverses employee gun ban after taking fire from experts. Okay, they don't say anything about the solutions anywhere in their top headlines. Not a one.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, the mainstream press, including Fox and everybody else, hyping this narrative that gun shootings are just on the rise. And it's just crazy. I mean, everybody's going to, you're going to get shot today, probably, Kurt. Everybody is, right? Okay, and they hype this false narrative. And then Barack turns that into a gun control push. But I want you to hear something from a professor at the Oregon campus, Kurt. He lays out the truth. Salem Radio News gets credit. They covered it. That's where I got it. And it's interesting because nobody else is talking about this. Listen up. You ready?
Criminology professor James Allen Fox is an expert on mass murders and says, in fact, there really hasn't been that much of an increase in these types of shooting.
12 kills in 1960s at University of Texas. We had, I think it was 8 killed at Fullerton in the 70s. Most people really don't pay much attention to the incidents that happened long ago.
There you have it. We have short memories. This stuff's happened before. This is nothing new. There's not really a big rise at all, says the professor. And we know when good people have guns, Kurt, there's less death. Now, there needs to be a candid discussion about the mentally ill. There's no doubt about it. But, Kurt, we put criminals and mentally ill people out on the streets every day. We let them cross the border. We let them out of prison. We don't focus on reform or how they can get help. What we focus on is, hey, they're either in prison, racking up the prison dollars, or they're let out on the streets. It's crazy. So, Kurt, they've got this false narrative being hyped, and I'm disappointed in the mainstream press. Nobody's taking that on like we are. Now, they lie and say the lead sheriff in this response wrote an anti-gun letter. He didn't write an anti-gun letter. He wrote a letter. Was involved with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I do know about it. I happen to be very closely tied to the CSPOA. And here's the deal. He wrote a letter saying we're not going to let Barack change the law via executive order. We're not going along with Barack's push for gun control. Gun control is not the answer. Now, the headline, Kurt, you just sent me, Oregon school shooting is what now?
Well, let's see. You've got
like the 41st shooting.
Oregon, yeah, that's exactly right. This year, you know, and according to basically, they say there have been 142 incidents of gunfire on school campuses since back in December of 2012 when they had that Newtown massacre.
That's not this year, though.
But well, I know, but that's 142 since then. 41st this year, you know, is the number. So that means 41 for this year, but 142 since 2012. But the bottom line is, at least to me, that they're
unreported. But I got a question, Kurt.
Yes.
How do you report a school shooting? Let's say this guy murdered 13 people. How many is that? One or 13?
Well, as far as I know, that's one because of the one school, you know, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the bottom line is the dangerous places are the gun-free zones, Sam. And
every time.
You know, just imagine if the sheriff as well as the community all called for every student to be aware of how to, you know, protect themselves. Maybe they had gun classes, gun control. That means you know how to control your weapon, you know how to shoot in case you need to. You know, just imagine if they had that. I want to know of any university where it's a, you know, basically a, you know, not a concealed carry, but an open carry campus. Show me one of those, and I'll show you a pretty safe place.
Well, I'll show you a place the thugs don't want to go in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. All right. Well, the problem is, Kurt, even when you look at the look at Drudge Report really quick, will you? And I want you to tell me what on there would point to solutions.
Well, you know, there are these lines about this shooting. School shooter singled out Christians during rampage. Now, it's good to highlight that. Now, nobody's going to say, hey, you can't kill Christians, you know, but you know, if you did this to Muslims or black folks or something like that, then you'd really be get called a hate program. Although, by the way, the guy looks like a white guy, so then that does fit that narrative. Then they say, more people you kill, more you're in limelight. That's, you know, talking about the guy. Then it says, Army vet shot 7 times trying to save others, gun-free campus. That's an important part, you know, of the solution, but they're not saying how to fix it. Then it says, 1 security guard unarmed, Obama vows to change gun laws.
Okay, well, just so you know, Barack's in the wrong branch of government to change any law.
Yeah. But
just to be clear.
Yeah.
Now, I really want to focus on the solutions here, Kurt.
Yeah.
So I would submit to you that more guns, less crime is the starting point, number one.
Good point.
We need to realize the Second Amendment was wisely put in place by the founders, and it's resulted in the freest, safest country in the history of the world over the long haul. How all these gun shootings are happening, we really need to have a candid discussion about. And every time I hear one of these cases, what we don't find out is, were there psychotropic drugs involved?
Good point.
They don't tell you that, but when you dig, you find out that. I'm not going to say in every case, but I think it's virtually every case. Did this guy go to psychologists and psychiatrists or social workers? Was he, quote, in the mental health system in some way? And then secondly, was he on some kind of psychotropic drug, either via prescription and or self-medicated? And you got to ask those questions if you're going to get to the bottom of this, of why these things continually happen. Was he hate-filled? Absolutely. Was he unstable mentally? Without a question. Do we want hate-filled, mentally unstable people running around with guns? No, we don't. But the question is, how do you appropriately protect the Second Amendment right of citizens while at the same time finding the very few that may not really be safe enough to have all their rights? In other words, we don't let little teeny kids have guns. There is an appropriate exception that can be made so that the mentally ill don't have guns. The problem is that isn't a drive a truck through scenario. Okay, the reality is that's a very limited situation. How do we deal with that? How do we also find out when somebody really is mentally ill, Kurt, versus when somebody is maybe a little goofy, maybe a little bit struggling, but they become mentally ill because of the treatments they're receiving and or the drugs they're taking. It's a very critical discussion point that none of these people are willing to have.
Well, you know, when they're big advertisers and big money from the pharmaceutical industry, you know, that would ruin an advertiser, Sam. You know, you don't.
Yeah, but you might save lives, my friend. Life, liberty, and property are the three most important things the government has any business in protecting.
Well, you're right, but you know, I mean, you can't remember, he who owns the media makes the rules.
Good point. I'm just telling you, it's amazing. Now, do you see anything in Drudge, anything in Fox, anything in CNN, anything in any of these big groups, even the conservative, anything on the Blaze, Kurt, that provides a solution?
You know, I mean, I don't see, when they say that it was a gun-free zone, that's important. And now, I wish they'd just go further.
Well, it's only important if they tell you what that means, though. I mean,
yeah,
in other words, I appreciate that it's factual and that it's right, but you got to help people draw the reality of understanding here, because we've denied people, the Constitution denied people reality checks for so long, just saying, oh, it was a gun-free zone. Well, people are going, well, at least it was one of those. Missing the whole point, right?
Good point.
It's just like, wow, are you kidding me? But really, do any of those guys have solutions? I think the solution is more guns. I think we'll have less crime. I think the solution is, you know what? Let's have appropriate, responsible, private sector gun safety, gun education courses. I think those would be smart. And you wouldn't be mandated to take them, Kurt, but it would be highly recommended. You know what? You ought to take a gun course. I would put, you know what, take gun safety courses. You know, we believe in making sure that when you aim at something that you can hit the target and not have any stray bullets running around. I would promote those kind of public service announcements at my own expense on Liberty News Radio, Kurt. I would. I'm cool with saying we ought to have people safely trained with guns. That's a good plan. And we ought to point to private classes to be safe, Kurt. Volunteers could offer them. You know, our veterans could offer them, or all kinds of people. You know, they could be paid classes. They could be all kinds of things.
Yep.
There's so much that could go on here. So I'm pointing to solution after solution now. Not only would I promote to gun safety programs, which are wise, I'd promote to more guns in society by law-abiding citizens. And then I would want to have a candid discussion about what the mental illness reality is in America and the, quote, medical systems, some would say designed to deal with it, I would say that almost promote it. Are you open-minded enough to have a real discussion about it? Or is it going to be, oh, Sam, you're not a professional. You can't even speak to this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a professional on any subject. You got it?
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-9328. 8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm throwing down the gauntlet, ladies and gentlemen. I have not mentioned the shooter's name on purpose because I don't want to give credence, just like the good sheriff wisely said. And I'm challenging everybody in the press, my colleagues in the press. I want you to focus on solutions. What are the solutions to this out-of-control crime spree that we see ever-increasing in America? Now, professors say it's not really increasing. We just think that. But what is increasing is the mainstream press covering every single incident, making it the copycat heaven that it ought not be. In other words, it should never be that way to where we promote these. We give names. We give details. We want to get into the shooter's life and head and find out everything about to where the shooters almost become rock stars and copycat situations happen. Why do we allow that to occur? This is satanic and evil. So I'm going to recap my solutions. One is more guns, less crime. Got it? Number two is we do need to have a candid discussion about the mentally ill among us. And why is Brock letting these mentally ill people just out on the streets in droves? And how many of these mentally ill people are seeing psychologists and psychiatrists and social workers that are putting them on psychotropic drugs? And how does that relate to the problem? And all you got to do is go look up the side effects of these drugs and you'll find out that extreme anger and hatred and depression and violence oftentimes underscores these drugs' side effects, okay? Go study it, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell me I'm not an expert all day long and I'll clean your clock. You go research and find out if I don't know what I'm talking about. I do know, and we can prove it. All right, how many of these shooters have been on psychotropic drugs being seen by so-called medical professionals, mental health, quote, professionals, huh? All right, so the solution is to have a candid, open reality discussion and get these people off man-made psychotropic drugs. If they're not stable enough to be in society, we've got to find some way to care for them, and it ain't prison either. Let's have a candid discussion. Come on, let's get it done. You guys have the guts for it? All right, I'm going to give you the next solution, Kurt. ATF officer snaps at son's football game, assaults man, pulls gun on bystanders. Okay? Now, this is an ATF agent, Kurt. The Free Thought Project had the news piece.
You know, I didn't see this hardly anywhere that I know of, Sam.
Well, exactly the point. What the heck's going on? Now, Mark Belpit, B-E-L-P-I-T, that's the B-A-T-F thug. Okay? Now, here's what happens that I do. They write a headline oftentimes and just say, ATF officer snaps at son's football game, assaults someone who pulls gun on bystanders. I add the person's name to the headline, Kurt, so that the headline becomes meaningful. ATF officer Mark Belpit snaps at son's football game. You see how they do that play on words? He snapped at the game, Kurt. Now, why do I bring this up? Why do we have all these people snapping, Kurt?
Well, Sam, I'm sure it wouldn't be connected to any of the drugs that you said, you know, or any of the out of.
Well, I want to know if this guy was on psychotropic drugs. I want to know that.
I know.
Right now.
But, you know, I mean, you can't know that for his own privacy, Sam. I mean, you know, you've got to have privacy in America.
Hey, a thug that pulls guns on innocent bystanders that assaults people because of a football game for his kid? Right, we need to talk about privacy here. They're breaching my privacy every day, and I've done nothing. Mm-hmm. Right now, I want to point to this solution. Your next headline talks about a 5-year-old boy. Talk about it, and then I'll paint the solution.
Well, okay, good. You know, this 5-year-old boy, at least to me,
oh, it's horrible.
This happened in India. You know, it's just crazy. But I guess a nut, you know, we're talking about people with that are mentally ill. This guy had already been known in the neighborhood as a real problem. Well, he had a reputation, they say, in the village of keeping ties with practicing practitioners of tantric rituals and et cetera. And he had had an unsuccessful attempt to abduct an 18-month-old girl, but I guess he went to a school, abducted a 5-year-old boy, and then basically beheaded him and collected his blood and sprinkled it all over his house. Now, the good news is maybe he won't be doing it anymore. The people tracked him down and tied him to a pole. They doused him in kerosene and set him on fire. Now, I guess as they lynched him, the suspect was heard to say that he could bring the boy back to life. So
there you
know,
go.
He's definitely
now,
got a problem.
Now, here's the point, Kurt.
But apparently he survived, Sam, and so now they're going to be asking him questions after an examination of his mental condition.
Okay. Here's my solution. One, more guns, less crime. Two, no such thing as a gun-free zone. Great. What you want is criminal-free zones. And the way you do that is by having guns, and when criminals do things, that'll be shot.
Yeah. Or the criminals.
Now, I'm not talking about criminal like
let them out.
I'm not talking about stealing a candy bar criminal. I'm talking about if somebody pulls a gun, okay, that guy. This guy at the football game, who was he, Kurt? Do you know who he was?
An ATF.
An ATF thug. Okay?
Yeah.
When he pulled a gun, somebody should have just shot him.
Above the law. Yeah.
Now, it's not that I want to promote killing. What I'm saying is, what if he would have shot somebody? It would have been too late then. But if he pulled a gun on somebody, you know what? He should be shot. You don't pull a gun unless you really mean to use it in defense. I'm going to say that again. You don't pull a gun unless you absolutely mean to use it in defense. You got that? Now, this guy should have been shot. Not that I want him dead, but I'm telling you, you don't pull guns on people. Okay? Okay? So we need gun safe zones, which means people have guns. The second thing that I have a problem with, Kurt, is you can have sex at these campuses. You can have all kinds of perversion. You could probably worship Satan flat out.
Yep. Well,
okay?
Of course.
But don't
freedom.
You dare put up thou shalt not kill. People might actually obey that if they think about it long enough.
I have those Ten Commandments out of there because that's just too dangerous.
Okay, see, these people are off their rockers, man. So one of my solutions is not only to have a real candid discussion about psychotropic drugs and about the mentally, or about the mental healthness or mental health realities in America today. Not only have a candid discussion about that, but have guns everywhere by good law-abiding people who are taught to turn towards God. The author of safety and the author of liberty, and to obey his commandments, thou shalt not kill. Love one another as I have loved you. Treat others as you would like to be treated, the golden rule. Okay, these ideas, these commandments could tether people to safe choices, to safe life. And then if we would reach out to other people with kindness, when somebody's mentally ill, Kurt, do we just toss them in the clink to be beat up and abused and bullied by other criminals? Or do we find ways that they can maybe live maybe limited lives based on their mental situation, but ways to empower them and give them some stability and safety so they don't hurt themselves and others. There's ways to do this. And the answer, let me tell you how you do it, Kurt. The churches do it.
Oh, the churches, Sam.
Darn right.
Bringing religion back in.
You know I am. Don't forget it either. Am I a Christian? Yes, I am.
Ooh, yeah, good point.
So this guy said, you're going to meet God in a second. Are you a Christian? Bam. You know what?
Yep.
If the Lord wills me out of here at this time, I'm going to go out saying I'm a Christian, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Tell him I'm going to roll.
There you go.
Okay. Now, yeah. I don't mean to be offensive here, but nobody's talking about these solutions. I've given more solutions in this hour, Kurt, than anybody else has given in the whole left-right paradigm of false deception in our society today. You have a candid discussion about how to deal with the mentally ill. You leave private sector and churches. You put the Ten Commandments back and you point people to God and thou shalt not kill. Love one another. Treat others as you would want to be treated. And then you surround them with loving, kind people that can care for them and give them the most dignity of life we can give them in their current situations. And then you have good, honest, law-abiding citizens with guns everywhere that keep us very polite. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Please, ma'am. Okay? And people will start to be very kind, very nice and appropriate in a hurry. I've given more solutions single-handedly off the top of my head. Not a script in my hands, Kurt. Nothing, baby. Yeah.
By the way, Sam, there's a couple of little
added
pieces. I guess Piers Morgan said that Obama has not done anything to stop all this, you know, havoc with the school shootings.
Piers has done everything.
at least in one guy's defense, Mr. Carson was asked about the whole thing. Ben Carson running for president. And he said, more gun control is not the answer. The issue, he said, is mentality of these people. We need to be looking at the mentality of the individuals and seeing if there are any early warning clues that we can gather that will help us as a society.
Yeah, the biggest early warning clue is we've taken down the Ten Commandments, tethering people to God's moral law. That's the biggest clue, and our society as a whole has done it.
Great point.
That's where it starts, ladies and gentlemen. You put people on man-made psychotropic drugs, you take God's laws out of their hands, and you wonder why they have no direction, huh? It's very clear. Now, Ben, focus on Christianity. Focus on the Judeo-Christian beliefs that we have. Focus on the Ten Commandments. Focus on love one another. Focus on churches and the private sector for solutions, and tell government to get back in the box. The fire's out of the fireplace, folks, and it's dangerous right now with Barack's belligerent, unconstitutional rhetoric. How do you like them for power words right off the cuff with no script, huh? Come on. I'm ready to take all these people on, Kurt. Every one of them. This is LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.